Family First, hi, speaking.
Yes, hi, is would Shia be there?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Sue Burns.
And how can I help you?
Oh, okay, that would be great if you can. She knows my case, you know.
This is Chaya. How can I help you?
Yes, right. I am saying she understands that I'm listed for, I just got a note from the Office of Income Maintenance. There are two sentences in this letter that I don't have a clue what they mean. And what I would ask her for is, it says, because you're eligible for Medicaid, you should immediately end your federal premium tax credits, which I don't have, or cash sharing. I don't have anything like that. If you're enrolled in a plan through a health insurance marketplace, I don't think my health care is. They're talking about my insurance card. If they are, it's not that I know a health insurance marketplace. I don't know. I just need to know someone who could explain this letter. And it's four lines. If she might understand what it's saying to me.
Okay, what is it?
What it says again is this. My insurance is United Health. And it says, because you're eligible for Medicaid, you should immediately end your federal premium tax credits. I don't know what a premium tax credit is, or cash sharing reductions. I don't know what they're referring to there. If you are enrolled in a plan through a health insurance marketplace, I have United Health Dual Complete. Is that a health insurance marketplace?
I'm confused with what your question is. Is this letter from the county?
It is from, it gives me a number that says it's from the Department of Human Services, and they gave me a county number as well. It says County Assistance Office. It gave me a phone number, 215-781-3300. Bucks County Office Center.
So give me one moment and I'm gonna...
Yes.
One moment.
It has me very confused.
One moment, please. I'm gonna put you on a brief hold. Okay, it looks like you are actually approved for the home care services, and you have your service coordinator that you are supposed to have an assessment with.
No, I don't have that call yet. But do I have to kick off my?
I don't know. You have to ask your service coordinator when she comes.
Yes, this is very confusing.
Okay,
your
service coordinator is
hours.
Insurance. Okay, so you have to wait.
What?
You have to wait for reach out to your service coordinator, and she's going. She comes to your house, and she's coming to your house on the 31st. Okay. She's coming on Friday. When she comes to your house, she'll help you with all these questions, okay?
I guess that's fine. I think we have something going on Friday. It might be her. Let's see, meet with caregiver Caroline? Oh, no, I don't know. Hold on, I'm going to ask my sister. Was this newly scheduled, or is it something we should have down? I've got so much going on, Ms. Joan.
Yeah.
Do we have a caregiver coming on the 31st?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so when they come down, they'll discuss that, okay?
Thank you very much. So we'll see her on the 31st, and she can straighten this all out.
Okay, perfect. Bye-bye.
Would that be
correct?
Yes,
that's perfect. Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.